Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we're looking into your word here and seeing love and knowing that you are love. We just have so little words to put this beauty across. But thank you for being the God of love that has taken hold of our lives and made everything so beautiful and didn't ask us to be involved in any way in this mighty creation and all this love that is around us. So thank you, Lord, that we can just make room for you. But thank you, Lord, we can't even do that, that you have drawn us. You have worked with your mighty love and all its various qualities and characteristics. You have worked in us, Lord, to surrender to you, to know that you know what we need and to surrender, have your will, have your way. Hallowed be your amazing name, love, in the perfect way. You've got love for us and for our neighbors and the world and everything in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong.
You're so beautiful. You know, yeah, you got words that can help you see this amazing God and then also see where you fall short and then also encourage you. This is where you come from. This is your God. Look to the rock from which you were honed. This is your family. And so it's just so amazing, you know, to have this perfect example that we have in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and just attain to it on a daily level. Say, your will be done, your kingdom come, hallowed be thy name. And then also the so beautiful knowing that they have this beautiful love, but they have it to share with their children, just as we want our children, and you want the best for them, and you want to be involved in doing the good intentions that you have got in your heart. You want to be involved with doing that with them. And that's how God is. He's got these wonderful plans, wonderful intentions for his children. And we've just got to say, your will be done. And Lord, give us this daily bread. Put in us that which is necessary so as to experience your love and to share your love. And that's amazing, oh God, we've got to want that from his children. We just got to tap in, and then he will fill the gaps. He will bring about the plan and purpose of love that he has for us and for our children and for our children's children. So be blessed again, looking to love, yearning from love, and then being a fragrance of love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.